The sixth parasha in Kedoshim is really one of the shver mitzvahs in the Torah. V'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. All the svarim speak about v'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. I can love another person like myself. Can a person get to such a darga b'chal? Is that realistic? Is it feasible? Is it possible? Badova Imer Darsheni, how could that be such a thing? After Recha, Kamoicha, yeah, like yourself. Is it humanly possible? Is it humanly possible to demand from a person to love somebody else like he loves himself? It doesn't make sense. So some people say, the pasuk ends off, Ani Hashem. That's why it says Ani Hashem. Because everybody says, no, you have to do it. Seder, but by the way, I believe, if I could say with Rishus, and I don't mean anything controversial, Chas v'Shalom, that because of the difficulty in doing V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, of loving your fellow Jew like yourself, so this mitzvah took on all types of funny levushim. In other words, Olam doesn't know what to do with it. How can you love somebody else like yourself? And some people, b'chal, don't love themselves, which is a separate psychological problem for a mental health conference, not for a shmooze on Friday. So because of the misunderstanding of ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, how in the world could a person love his fellow yid as himself? So the Olam, I don't know what it means exactly. They don't know what to do with it. But the emes is that the Torah Kedosh itself says the teretz. But the teretz makes the kasha even shverer. How could that be? I'll tell you. The pasuk says, "Leisika and v'leisita is bnei amecha, v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha ani Hashem." There's a resha and there's a seifa. The seifa of the pasuk is v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, but the resha of the pasuk is "Leisika and v'leisita." There's a moridik of Gemara. The Gemara says in the Dorim, "Yushalmi in the Dorim." Shteita zoi. Yushalmi in the Dorim, by the way, gives away the secret of how a person can get to v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. What's the answer to the question? How can you love your fellow Jew like yourself? So the Yishalmi in the Dorm says like this, L'sikim v'lesitar, if v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha is the hardest mitzvah asay to do, so then L'sikim v'lesitar is probably the hardest avera. You're living in Yadira. Yeah. And there's a guy in the Dira who you asked him, could you invite me for Shabbos week one? He said no. He invited everybody else, 9 out of 10, except for you. Week number two, you asked him, can I come to you, to your brother, sister-in-law, aunt, parents who are here? No, I don't invite guys, but he invited everybody else. Week number three, he made a suda in the Dira, and for some reason, they didn't make chicken for you. They thought you weren't there for Shabbos. Yeah, Maisim. Maisim b'chol yoim. Week number four, again, his stepmother's grandfather came in. He should live and be well, old man. And he invited everybody to Dira for Shabbos, and he forgot to invite you. Week number five, he comes to you and says, I hear your parents are in town. Can you take me for Shabbos? Right? Yeah, Maisa Shahoya? Now, one darg is Loisikoim. You have to invite him with a smile. But not only that, Loisitar, you not only be miramis to him, where were you the last 5 weeks? I'm not like you, Ashekitz. Sure, I'm not like you. It's not you. It's not possible to how could the Torah demand such a Zach? And the story that I said is Narishkeit. It's about a stupidity about where you're eating Lel Shabbos. Hagam, that for most of you it's not a stupidity, and it's been on your mind since you landed here. Try to open up your brains and see what's inside of it. That's what's there. But the Maisa, the Torah says, I shouldn't say anything. Not only have to take along this scoundrel with me to my parents, I'm supposed to tell them, Zikr! Not even to be Miram, it's a little bit to say, you know, maybe next time you'll invite me. I don't know, Lashika Lashita. What's Pshat on that? Says the Yishalmi in the Durham, I'll tell you what the Pshat is. So the Yishalmi, there was a guy who was cutting meat. And by accident, his right hand slipped and he cut his left hand. Nope. So the left hand says to the right hand, you're Mechutzif, you cut meat. His left hand takes a knife, chops off the finger. Eret HaMaisa. Zogin Chazal in Yerushalmi in the Durham Perek Test, that's Lesikim V'Lesitor. What's the Imek? I'll give you an example. A guy has a child, and Nebuch the child gives him a hard time. I never met parents. I once met parents like that, but they're not normal. I never met parents, met many parents, not enough, which is a different topic. I never met parents who said, oh, that kid did something against me, I'm going to revenge against. There is such a thing? Every guy does revenge against his kids. I mean, you have psychopaths. But why not, by the way? You know what Agvas Nefesh this kid gave him? Oh, you know what Agvas Nefesh this kid gave him? There's also this concept even. Why not, by the way? Because it's me. Well, I'm going to cut off my finger. My right finger cut my left finger. Okay, so you're going to cut it back. Says the Chazal, Rabbi Kiva Oimezek, it means the Gemara and the Yerushalmi in the Darim darshan the pasuk. It's a pasuk. Leisikam v'leisitar. Don't have nekama, don't have netira. V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. It's first of all, shteita a shocking zeh, bo zeh v'limed al zeh. Shteita in this Gemara in the Darim, what's the pshat of v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha? The first Gemara. V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha means that the same lomdis that what? That you're not going to do nekama is because it's your right hand with your left hand. So what are you going to go nekama against the guy from the dira? The guy from the dira is you. Here, my son, it's your left hand. That's what v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha means. So first of all, this chazal answers the question. If v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha would be to love your fellow Jew like you love yourself, it's something which is impossible. But chazal u'megala v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha is because it's you. It's your right hand and your left hand. Haraya, that's the only way. By the way, chazal u'yoyer to the psychology of a person. The only way that the Torah HaKadosh could demand not to have nekama, not to have netira is only because it's your right hand and your left hand. Otherwise, it's not possible. Not possible. Not possible. By the way, that's very comforting. Because it's not possible not to have nekama, not to say, well, I didn't do that. If you don't understand that as a right hand and a left hand. Aber shteitach in this Gemara, in this Chazal, the v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha means right hand or left hand. So that answers the kasha. On one hand, it answers the kasha and says, how can you expect me to love yen a guy like myself? So Chazal said the answer. What do you mean? It's your right hand, it's your left hand. That's the answer. Now here's the problem. What right hand, what left hand? Yen a guy is my right hand. Yen a guy is my left hand. Is Chazal answered the question? The answer to the question of v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha is, Chazal said the answer is because it's your right hand with your left hand for the same reason that there's no nekama. But the question is, but what makes us into one hand? If I can, so the teretz is a good teretz, but now it raises a new kasha. So now I understand how the Torah expects me to do v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, because it's one guf. And the question is, what does it mean that we're one guf? How do we get to such a thing? So I want to share with you a moira de kazach. In that Yerushalmi, it says like this, don't revenge. Why? Because revenge means that when your right hand cut your left hand, the left hand's not going to go chop off the right hand. Like it says, V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, Rabbi Akiva Imezek, Kal Gadol B'Torah. Ben Azai Yoimer, continues the Yerushalmi in the Darim, Ben Azai Yoimer, Zeh Sefer Toldos Ha'odom. There's a pasuk in Parshas, Gracious, Perek Hei, pasuk Aleph. Pasuk that we don't pay attention to so much, because we don't know what it means. In Perek Hei, Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk says, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. This is the Sefer of the story of Adam on the day that he was created. It says, Ben Azai, you, Rabbi Akiva, say, V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha is klal gadol b'Torah, which Rashi brings down in this week's parasha. There's a bigger klal. Klal gadol mizeh. What's that? Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. That's even a bigger klal than V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. Yeah, Meisner? Shteita, that there's a klal called v'ahavta l'rech kamoicha, which deals with nekama, one hand. But there's even a bigger klal, says Ben Azri, by the way, it's very famous. V'ahavta l'rech kamoicha, everybody knows. Nobody made a song about Ben Azai's Zeh Sefer told us Adam, Perakei Pasuk Aleph, V'yoyim broi alakim Adam. What is this klal gadol mizeh? It's a bigger klal. What's the pasuk of Zeh Sefer told us Adam? What does it mean? And Chazal say that it's even bigger than the klal of after Echa Kamoicha. The Bir Advarim is like this. Say Tiferet. What is this Sefer told us Adam? On the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, there's a Sefer. Chazal Darshan in Medrash. Now when Adam HaRishon was lying a goylem, that means he was about to be created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him Heraloi Dor Dor V'Dorshav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him all the Doris, Dor Dor V'Chachamav, Dor Dor V'Seifav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him all the Doris, all humanity. Shenemar brings a pasuk. Sefer told us Adam means is that he was shown the book of life. He was shown all the Talmud's Adam. Zeh Sefer told us Adam. Adam Rishon was shown the entire story from beginning to end. Why? What does that mean? Why did Adam Rishon have to see it? What does that have to do with V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha? We're learning a Yerushalmi here. A Yerushalmi. V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha is a klal gadol b'Torah. And Zeh Sefer told Adam is even a bigger klal. What does that mean? Shots like this. What does it mean that Adam HaRishon, before he was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him all of humanity, all of history? It means like this. The Bria, all of humanity, are derivatives of Adam HaRishon, and the entire Bria was created for one purpose, for one goal. To be Megal Kvoy Shemayim in the Bria. That's what the world's for. That was what creation was made. L'chvoydi. Adam Rishon, before, when he begins his career as Adam Rishon, the Eibishter showed him the entire chain of history, everything that's going to come out of him. Everything's from Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon is the machine that turns out all the deiros of all the neshamas. It's all Adam Rishon. And the Eibishter showed him how the totality of everybody together, dar dar, is going to bring the Bria to its shlemos. Zeh Sefer told us all, that's a klal. That's looking at the entire picture of the totality of the Bria. Now we know why V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha is Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. It's the same klal as, now watch what I'm going to say now. I want to say a rizig chiddush. If V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha means a social zach, a midah zach, love your fellow Jew. So I understand, it's a klal gadol b'Torah, be a nice guy. Put a bumper sticker on your car. I love Jews. I love my fellow Jew. With a little picture of the little guy with the payas. That's a Breslova sticker, right? I'm getting all mixed up with the stickers. Fine. But we have a raya muchachas that's not what V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha means. Because that makes sense, and loving the guy next door, and loving the guy in my dira. What does that have to do with all the deiros? And Shtei Mefurash in the Yerushalmi, that the Zeh Sefer told us Adam of all the deiros is the same klal as V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha, just it's bigger. And that teaches us that V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha is not about midas only. V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha is the appreciation of the role that everybody plays as part of the bigger picture of bringing the Bria to Tikkun HaOlam to its Shlemus. That's what it means. So Rabbi Akiva said, V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha, taking everybody to their tafkid. Ben Azri said, more than that, you're part of even a klal gadol machine, you're part of a much bigger machine, you're part of the entire chain of history. Shteitin dem that V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha is not a social zach, it's not just a midah zach. V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha means the understanding that all of us are part of a huge unit which has one goal and one tafkid, and that's what Adam Rishon was showed it beforehand. Just Ben Azai broadened the klal. And Rabbi Akiva said, it's your door. It's those around you. But the V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha is rooted in the joint mission that we're on. Who says this? Rabbi Yochum doesn't bring down the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochum says, Amari de Gazach. He says the reason why we have trouble understanding Vahafta L'Recha Kamoicha is because we're superficial, says Rabbi. We look at things in such small street eyes. He says Vahafta L'Recha Kamoicha is the Chazal in Vayikra. Chazal state that there were guys on a ship and everybody was sitting there looking at the scenery. And then one guy, he says, Chazal takes out a drill and starts to drill a hole in the floor of the ship. Water starts to come in. Da'ilu starts to scream at him. It's a Chazal, by the way. They were Mishugoyim back then. Da'ilu starts to scream at him and say, hey, it's going to sink. So the guy says, I'm drilling a hole under my seat. What are you missing around? So they said to the guy, what do you mean you're drilling a hole under your seat? We're all in the same boat, like the saying goes. It started in Chazal, the saying. We're all in the same boat. It's going on the pasuk over there. That Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ha'ish echad yechta." One guy's going to sin, and I'll call the eidah. Think so. If you're going to get angry at everybody, yeah. It's one ship. What is this? Chazal described Klal Yisrael as a ship. Where's the ship going? What's the ship doing? Why are we in the same ship? I don't want to be in the ship. I really want to be in the dira with him. I really want to be in the same ship. I really want to be in the same country with the guy. The Bachman will come to talk to me and say they didn't get along with a guy in camp 7 years ago and they bumped into him in Gula. What should they do? I don't know what they should do. Jump off a roof? I don't know. Maybe wait till they hit on two more floors and then jump. I don't know what they should do. I get funny questions. What should they do? If a guy finds himself in the same ship with a guy who, what do you call him? They didn't choose him into a punch bowl game in fifth grade and he has trauma from bullying. We're in the same ship. You know why we're in the same ship? We're in the same ship because we're in a ship that's going towards Bayyamahu Yashem Echad Shwayachad. It's one ship. Says Rabbi Yochiv, after Echad Kabaych is not this superficial thing. I get along with him, I don't get along with him. If you understood that you were in the same ship, you wouldn't ask these ridiculous questions, right? Because we're in the same ship. Because we're one. So Vahavta L'Recha Kamoicha, the real cook of a Ben Torah who doesn't live superficially, looks at your Re'acha the same way Adam HaRishon, imagine, Adam HaRishon is lying there. He's about to begin humanity. And the Ebrister shows him the whole picture that's coming out from him. And they're all part of this mosaic. That's Vahavta L'Recha Kamoicha. That's called the ship. So of course, we're one guf. We're one organism. We're one entity with one joint goal, part of one joint massive thing. Says Rabbi Yerochim now, that's the Pshat, Vayichan Yisrael, Keneged Ahar, says Rashi, Kish Echad, Belev Echad. You have to have Achdus before Kabbalah Satorah. Why? Zok the Maral, Zok Rabbi Ruchim, Zok the Sifsi Chaim, because the Torah was given to Yisroel. The Torah was given to the ship. It wasn't given to Yechidim. The Torah was Chal on Yisroel. If you're part of Yisroel, you have Shaychus to Torah. If you're not on the ship, then you don't have Torah. You're not part of this huge machine. So the Hachana for Matan Torah is Vahavta L'Recha Kamoicha. It is Vayichan Yisrael. It is. But it's the ability to get to the darg of Guf Echad, the right hand, left hand, requires an understanding of what's a Yid. And the fact that I need him to finish off my job, and that's what makes us one. Now the right hand, the mashal of the Yishalmi, is not going to cut off the left hand, because the left hand needs the right hand. The right hand needs the left hand. So what are you cutting him off? You're not going to get to the place. You're in the same boat. That's the oimik of a haftal recha kamoicha, of a tifa look at the bria and what we're doing over here in the world b'chal. That's the achana for ma'an teirik ish echad b'leiv echad b'chabes.